Who was the first prophet in Islam?
Adam is considered the first prophet in Islam.
What was the primary message of all the prophets?
The primary message of all the prophets was Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, and the importance of submitting to Him.
Who were some of the key prophets in Islam?
Key prophets include Adam, Noah, Nuh, Abraham, Ibrahim, Isaac, Ishaq, Jacob, Yaqub, Joseph, Yusuf, David, Daud, Solomon, Suleiman, Moses, Musa, Jesus, Isa, and Muhammad.
What does Muhayyad mean in the context of the Prophet's mission?
Muhayyad refers to the revival and propagation of the monotheistic message.
What is the significance of Dawah, in Islam?
Dawah, is the act of inviting others to Islam and spreading the message of Allah.
What is the Torah in Islamic belief?
The Torah is considered a holy book revealed to Prophet Moses, Musa.
What is the Bible in Islamic belief?
The Bible, specifically the Injil, Gospel, is considered the holy book revealed to Prophet Jesus, Isa.
What is the Quran in Islamic belief?
The Quran is the final holy book revealed to Prophet Muhammad, completing the divine revelations.
Were the prophets Muslims?
Yes, all prophets are considered Muslims in the sense that they submitted to the will of Allah.
What is the meaning of Islam?
Islam means submission or surrender to the will of Allah.
How do the Prophet's messages relate to Islam?
The Prophet's messages were all aligned with the principles of Islam, belief in one God, righteousness, and submission to Allah.
What is the connection between Prophet Muhammad and the previous prophets?
Prophet Muhammad is the last prophet in the line of messengers, confirming and completing the messages of the previous prophets.
Why are all prophets considered to have preached Islam?
All prophets preached the oneness of Allah and submission to His will, which are the core tenets of Islam.
How does the Quran view the previous scriptures like the Torah and the Bible?
The Quran views the Torah and the Bible as previous revelations from Allah, but it also states that they have been altered over time.
What does the Quran say about the preservation of its text?
The Quran states that it is protected by Allah from any alteration. Quran 15:9.
How do Muslims view the teachings of Jesus?
Muslims view Jesus as a prophet who preached monotheism and submission to Allah, not as divine.
What role did Moses play in the message of Islam?
Moses, Musa, was a key prophet who delivered the Torah and led the Israelites, emphasizing the worship of one God.
How does Prophet Abraham fit into the Islamic narrative?
Prophet Abraham, Ibrahim, is considered a patriarch of Islam, known for his unwavering faith in Allah and his role in building the Kaaba.
Why is Prophet Muhammad considered the seal of the prophets?
Prophet Muhammad is considered the seal of the prophets because he is the final prophet sent by Allah, with no prophets to follow.
What is the significance of Prophet Joseph in Islam?
Prophet Joseph, Yusuf, is significant for his story of patience, faith, and forgiveness, as detailed in Surah Yusuf.
How do Muslims view the miracles of Jesus?
Muslims believe that the miracles of Jesus were performed by the permission and power of Allah to support his prophethood.
What is the importance of Prophet Solomon in Islamic teachings?
Prophet Solomon, Suleiman, is important for his wisdom, justice, and the ability to communicate with animals and jinn, given by Allah.
How is Prophet David remembered in Islam?
Prophet David, Daud, is remembered for his piety, leadership, and the Psalms, Zabah, he received from Allah.
What is the role of Prophet Noah in Islam?
Prophet Noah, Nuh, is known for his perseverance in preaching monotheism and building the ark to save the believers from the flood.
How do Muslims honor all the prophets?
Muslims honor all the prophets by believing in their messages, following their teachings, and invoking peace and blessings upon them. In conclusion, the consistent message of monotheism and submission to Allah delivered by all the prophets underscores the unified religious framework of Islam. From Adam to Muhammad, the teachings of these prophets emphasize the oneness of Allah, righteousness, and the importance of following divine guidance. Islam views all these prophets as integral parts of a single, continuous message that culminates in the Quran and the final prophethood of Muhammad.